ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Bible's place with me this morning. Today is our Thanksgiving Day. Matthew chapter 14. I read from verses 15 to 21. I will request that you give us in the TPT translation. Thank you. You're doing well this morning. Whoever is on that console, you are doing well. So later that afternoon, the disciple came to Jesus and said, "It is going to be dark soon, and the people are hungry. But there is nothing to give them or to eat here in this desolate place. You should send the crowd away to the nearby villages to buy themselves some food. They don't need to leave." Jesus responded, "You can give them something to eat." But they answered, "But all we have is 5 barley loaves and 2 fish." "Let me have them," Jesus replied. Then he had everyone sit down on the grass as he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up into the heaven and gave thanks to God and broke the bread into pieces. He then gave it to his disciple, who in turn gave it to the crowd. Everyone ate until they were satisfied, for food was multiplied in front of their eyes. They picked up the leftovers and filled up the 12 baskets. They were about 5,000 men who were fed in addition to the women and the children. So today is Thanksgiving Sunday. And this particular text, I will break it down very soon, but it showed us the importance of thanksgiving in the midst of nothing. In life, we all find ourselves in desolate places, or we use the word wilderness places. We experience wilderness times in our families, in our businesses, in our career path. But there is a posture of faith that we must take. So today, as we celebrate this Sunday, and as we look forward to the last quarter, or rather, with expectation, we are already in the last quarter of the year, we have things to thank Him for. Thanksgiving is a language of faith. I believe in my heart, even if you have been in desolate places from January to September, this last quarter, if you can take a posture of this faith attitude, the glory of these latter times will indeed be greater than the former, in Jesus' name. So we're thanking God. What do we thank God for? We thank Him, reflecting on His goodness, on His faithfulness, and on His loving kindness. Those things are important. The goodness of our God, the faithfulness of our God, and the loving kindness of our God. When you talk about His faithfulness, the Bible says a lot of the times, as us as human beings, because we are the variables, even when we don't count Him faithful, He remains faithful. Why? He cannot deny himself. The faithfulness of our God shows forth in his word. So when we read the word of God, the Bible says, every of the promises of God, they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. So his faithfulness is for us to see. I mean, God practices what he preaches. He's a loving father, so he loves us. He's a faithful father, he's faithful to us. By his loving kindness, we are not consumed. So he practices literally what he preaches. And so when we look in the word of God, we can see it spread out. Even when we choose not to, he still remains faithful. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 2, he has exalted this word that we read above his name. A lot of the times, many of us, we have experienced his name. You have experienced him as God, my provider, Jehovah Jireh. You have experienced him as the El Shaddai, the big-breasted one. Yes, it's okay. You have experienced him. Sometimes we are sick, and then he heals our body. It's okay. But still, with all the goodness of the Lord, he has also still exalted his word above his name. That simply means whatever situation and circumstances of life, his word is true. His word is true. He will never deny himself. He will never deny himself. So we thank him for those three things. As a church today, we thank him. And by the way, we've turned 14. We thank him. We thank him. September 30. So we are in another church year. We already transited into that. Homes have been blessed here. Careers have been blessed. Businesses have started and have been blessed. For some of our teenagers now, we name them here. So things we have caused. Marriages have been contracted. We have cause to give him praise. We have cause to worship him. We have cause to show his goodness. There were times that we were in desolate places. Some of our brethren have gone to heaven. But we rejoice because we know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So whether I'm saying this morning, because that's where this message is, it will end. Whether you are still in desolate places as we speak this morning, there is something to thank him for. You know, I've often realized now that a lot of the time, people just want the juicy part of the faith walk. In Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 5 and 6, we can read something out. Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. So they said to Jeremiah, let the Lord be a true, can you say the word faithful again? And a faithful, or rather, true faithful witness between us. If we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us by you. Look at their posture. It's a posture of faith. Whether it is pleasing or displeasing. We can't just dwell on the acts. We must understand his ways. So he said, whether it is pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send you, that it may be well when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. One of my favorite scriptures when I'm in any desolate place is Romans 8:28. We know. And we know. And we know. That's the way I say it to myself. And we know. And we know. And then I ask the question, what is it that we know, Paul? Then I get a response. That all things, all, not some, So this one that is not pleasing is still part of that hall. All things work. All things does not fail. And you know, we will get into that test again. You know, they said there is not, this is a desert place. There is nothing. But Jesus asked a question. He said, but give them something to eat. That was a posture of faith. And that opened up their memory. A child is here. A child is here. I don't know what was it for that child. Maybe they've asked him to even eat. And he has just, he took a bite out of that meal. So it wasn't even something that looks to get a boy's lunch back. He probably have taken the box or the carrier, heat it. So it may even be crumbs. But we know all things. We know with the posture of thanksgiving, the seemingly little thing, the non-existent opportunity, when we take a posture of thanksgiving, it opens up our creative. It opens up the wisdom of God. It opens up the multiplication of God. And then the seemingly little things fed multitudes. We know all things work together for good. For good. For good. Whatever is happening in Nigeria at the moment, it is not pleasant. That's the truth. People are scared to travel. People are scared to conduct their businesses. People are scared. Whatever is happening, some people immediately when they wake up in the morning as business people, they are looking at AbokiFX.com. Because they are about to, well, you and I know, all those things are propaganda. Because by the last time I understand how nation runs, Aboki is not the central bank of Nigeria. Aboki is not the central bank of the United States of America. How does Aboki get dollar? Let's not go there. But that's the truth. It doesn't print money. Yet it does transaction in hundreds and millions of dollars. So let's not go there. But in the midst of it, we know. We know. We know that that business will not fold up in your hand. We know. All things work together. They are working together for your good. Because of what? You love God. And a lot of the time, we don't feel like that love is real. It's okay. But we know all things work together for good. For good. I believe that in the midst of this desolate place, businesses are going, new businesses are going to emerge. I believe existing ones will be strengthened. I believe God's people will be strategically positioned to take responsibility on his behalf. I believe God's people will experience unprecedented favor. Amen. Said, how do I know? We know that all things, out of this desolate place, out of this place of known opportunity, will arise businesses that will cover the continent of Africa. Amen. How do I know? All things work together. Out of this non-existence, God will open the eyes of people and there will begin businesses that will create value for households across the nations of Africa in Jesus' name. Amen. Said, how do I know? We just know it. We know it. It's an assurance. We know it more than we know the spelling of our names. And like we say around here, I know it more than I know the back of my hand. I'm touching mine. I know it exists. It's tangible. That's how much I know it. I know that when the Lord turned And the only way to describe it, he said, we were like them that dream dreams. Because it doesn't make sense. Because it's not going to make sense. But hey, your heart this morning, and that's where I want to get your heart to, my own heart to, let us see things the way God sees them. Let's see. Let's begin to see. I know it's very difficult. I know after this service, there will be discussions among us, and then we will say things like, how am I going to run through this week? But when you find yourself in that position, please switch. We know. David said, I will look up to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and the earth. The maker of heaven and the earth. Psalm 24, he says, the heart is his, and the fullness thereof, the people and all that dwells in it. We know. I may not be able to work it out, 12 2/3 or whatever, but I know. I may not be able to work with the projection, but I know. It may look so bleak when he says, go this way, but I know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in my way. I know that this word is like a lamp to my feet and the light unto my path. I know, like Job says, at the scent of water. I know. Like Job also said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know he will never forsake me. I know I can boldly say the Lord is my helper. I know it. I know. Let's get back to my test. Let me just lay this one aside. Let's get back to that test. I know it. Matthew, what? That is my test today. Someone remind me, please. Matthew 14. Let's go back to there, to that place. Let me just do that for the last 12 minutes. He said, Jesus made his disciples. So he wasn't talking to the crowd. Are you a disciple of Jesus? Have you made him your Lord and your Savior? Is he the one who is in partnership with you, in your family, in your business, in your career path? Then he's talking to you. He said he made his disciple to get into the boat. No? Is that? Okay, you changed my translation. Yeah, you changed my translation. And he said, get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. While he stayed behind to dismiss the people. After the crowd dispersed, you changed my test. You are in the spirit, but you changed my test. 15 to 21. Because I want to point out something. 15 to 21. So later that afternoon, the disciple came to Jesus and says, it's going to be dark soon, and people are hungry. I mean, I've looked up at Guardian this morning, and I saw news there saying it's going to be dark. So you probably also switch off on TV this morning, or rather later in the day, and you hear it. It's going to be dark. This is what CBN governor has said. This is what Bank of Industry has said. This is what the presidency has said. The presidency doesn't say anything but to react to what has been said. They don't have things new to tell us, but it's to just react to what has been said. The answer is to unzip me. All this decision is to some people are in the house. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you get to hear the news. It's going to be dark. So you hear it. And then people are hungry, isn't it? In the course of this week, a friend of mine went somewhere, and he said they gave him something that has biscuit and juice. So as he was in the traffic in Lagos Island or that place, all these small kids just came out. He just put everything. As if Jesus arrived, he just gave them everything. And he saw. So people are hungry. And then the confession, that's general confession. But there is nothing to what? In this desolate place. So he said you should send the crowd away to the nearby villages to buy themselves some food. Is that not our situation here? You generate your energy yourself. You generate your power. You generate your water system. You go to the mall by yourself. You do security, general security for street, general security for your clothes, for your house. But Jesus told his own disciples, he said, they don't have to leave. Were the disciples under that same situation? Yes. Probably one of the disciples were hungry because later on, they distributed those 12 baskets to each of the disciples. He said, you can give them something to eat. You can employ somebody in this week. That's literally what that means. And he answered, but all we have. So, thanksgiving. That attitude opens you up to the miraculous. That's number one. They didn't know. It opens up their memory. And I can say that under God, no matter where you are as at this morning, there is something that you have that your neighbors need. There is something that you have that your family member needs. There is something that you have that this state that we are in need. It's called value. It's called product. It's called services. And he said they have 5 barley. In that culture, that doesn't amount to anything. Don't forget that it was a little boy's lunch pack. And then 2 fish. Verse 18. The master just simply make a demand. Can I walk through what you have? And on this beautiful Sunday morning, he's asking you as we are seated here. Can you give me what you have in your head? And sometimes, because of this desolate place, we don't know. And I cannot tell you what you have. Number one, you have God. Number two, you have the Holy Spirit. Number three, you have people planted in your life. Number four, you have gifts, skill, talent, ability. And God is simply saying, can you give me in the world, in the world system, we call them networked. You have relationship, you have friends, you have mentors, you have just people around you. In fact, most of them don't even give money, but they can give you a word of advice, a word of counsel. They can show you the way. They can tell you, if you do this, with this idea, this is what you're going to get. He said, let me have Jesus. Let me have them. That's what Jesus is saying to us on this beautiful Sunday morning. The next verse. Then he had everyone sit down. So, thanksgiving will bring order into your life. It's another thing. It will bring order. Suddenly, you come into an awareness. I have what it takes to start this business. You come into an awareness. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You come into an awareness that God is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You come into an awareness I am a blessing to my generation. My generation is waiting. Even though it's a desolate place that we, the country, the situation find themselves, my generation is waiting on me for what I have to give, not what I have to take. That's why Jesus said in Acts 20, or Paul was reminding us what Jesus said in Acts 20, 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. He made everyone to sit down on the cross, and then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then he looked up into heaven and did what? So thanksgiving multiplies what you have. That's another point. Thanksgiving will multiply. He gave thanks. So in the money, give thanks for your family. In the money, give thanks for your business. In the money, give thanks for your career. That you are going to work, give thanks. That you even have a place to go to, give thanks. That you can rise, you can bid for a job, give thanks. That you can has to make be has to make a presentation, give thanks. A lot of the time, the things we don't have can blind us from this opportunity, this seemingly thing that looks so insignificant. The things we don't have can overwhelm us, can overshadow us, and then we lose the whole sense of new opportunity that God wants to bring into our lives through thanksgiving. Gave thanks to God. He broke the bread into pieces. Into pieces. Don't forget, it is how many loaves? And then how many? So what happened? Thanksgiving happened. How did it happen? When we get to heaven is one of the questions you need to ask God. But hey, we can't even ask him questions because the Bible says we would have been changed. Gave thanks to God, broke the bread, then he gave it. He gave it to his disciples. So the change in our nation doesn't reside in any government structures. Out of Zion we proceed the law. Arise, shine, for your light has come. So it's the light that will now determine the kind of structure that we will build for our country. I believe, under God, in my lifetime, evil bows before good in this nation. I believe righteousness will exalt this nation. I believe there will come a time that you and I, by us being the players and the marketplaces, as we play our role, as we play our duty, we pay the tax, we do all that we are doing, but it will be a thing of shame for anyone to steal out of that commonwealth. ...2023 is here. So the chess game have started. It has started. They are already calling some people president. They are not even sure that they will be here for 2023. Some people last week, they openly attacked themselves in a public space. Later, the video surfaced where they were drinking later in the night, together. Power play. Chess. Not again. Not again. Not on our watch anymore. And I'm saying it. We will pray. That's the only thing that we have. And we will utilize it. Not on our watch. And one of the things I will beg of you, don't zero your mind as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. No. There will be shocker in 2023. Shockers. Don't zero your mind that we already know who we win. We are disciples. We are not analysts. We are disciples. We are not political analysts, but we are disciples. And disciples know what to do. He gave the disciple, in turn gave it to the crowd. Can you see? You have a role to play in this nation. And everyone else, until what? Don't forget the beginning of the miracle. How many pieces of bread? And then how many? Does that amount to anything in the natural? No. But what happened? They said the food was multiplied. So your business started. and you are operating in the realms of hundreds. You begin to operate in the realm of thousands. You begin to operate in the realm of millions, multi-millions. And then you enter into the realms of billion, multi-billion. And then you enter into the realm of trillion. I believe so. So, whoever wants to steal, let them steal now. And we know where to keep them when they are stealing then. We send them to their vocational training center. Not the kind that we will create, but the kind that they know where their other corrupt officials are. Said they picked up. So thanksgiving will not allow for wastages. They picked up. And please be sensitive. Be sensitive at this time. Don't allow wastages around your life. Don't allow it around your business. Let your eyes be open. And you know, thanksgiving, what it does, when it sharpens our memory, we begin to focus on the things that we have, and then God begins to see when we give to Him how He multiplies those things so that we can batch greater miracles. I believe in my heart that businesses and this, it has happened before, it's also going to happen again, but in a very massive thing. Businesses in this nation will control the dynamics of the economic space of Africa. And we won't get attached to those things. All we want to do is to see our continents change, is to see our people live a good life. That's what the crowd were. They heard, they were satisfied. But we knew the secret. The secret was thanksgiving. As you go into this week, please never lose sight of that. As you go into the last quarter of this year, never lose sight of that. And by the way, 2022 is a year of outpouring for us. So desire it. Your family, desire it for your business, desire it for your career path, desire it for our nation. And don't forget one thing, which has not always been convenient and probably will not always be convenient. Pray for your country. Pray for, we have no other one, this one. And we will see the goodness of the Lord in this land. He said, pray for the peace of Nigeria. Because you love this nation, pray for the peace. Offer thanksgiving on behalf of Nigeria. And line upon line, precept upon precept, we see things change to the glory of our God in this nation. In Jesus' name. Stand with me this morning. I want us to pray. Can you just pray in other tongues? Just ask. Yes, I don't know what you have in your life. Can you give thanks to what for what you have? What you have. What you have. Maybe yours is 10 loaves. Maybe yours is 0.5 loaves. Can you just thank God this morning? Thank Him for what you have. I can't hear you, Lighthouse. Just give Him praise. Are you grateful this morning? Are you grateful this morning? Are you grateful this morning? Offer your voices. Raise up your voices in thanks, in praise, in adoration to our God. Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for what you have given us. Yes, Lord, we came here with nothing but all we have, you have given. Yes, prepare to sing that song for us. The new wine. Lepa sotode de hesandalia hasetede de dada. Mantarado de hezela hasetarado de dada. Zalalala. Give Him praise for what you have. 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 And as you yield it to Him, thank Him in advance for the things, for the multiplication that is coming upon that seed in your head. Thank Him for the multiplication that is coming upon your seed. Your mind is creative. You have the mind of Christ. You know all things. Thank Him for solutions. Solutions in your family, solution in your business, solution in all the things that He has put in your at your disposal to do. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him worship. Give Him adoration. Father, we bless your name this morning. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for this beautiful new month. Thank you for your blessing over our lives. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because your compassion fails not over our lives. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Lord, we commit this new month, new quarter into your hands. Thank you for your for the outpouring of your grace, outpouring of your power, outpouring of your peace, outpouring of your wisdom. Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This week we make declaration over this week. It's a week of divine favor for us. It's a week of opportunities for us. A book of remembrance is open on behalf of every business concerned. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks. And as we give thanks, thank you for multiplication. Thank you for new territories, new vistas that are open unto your people. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Father.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,